This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The situation in the Caribbean island nation of Haiti is deteriorating as pressure grows for President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to step down. Resignation demands came from a coalition of opposition leaders separate from the rebels who are now in control of Haiti's northern half. A rebel leader predicts an assault on the capital, Port-au-Prince, very soon. The UN Security Council meets today to discuss Haiti. France, which has blamed Aristide for the crisis, wants the immediate establishment of an international peace force. As the situation worsens, there's increasing concern of an exodus of Haitian boat people to the United States, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin's statement on Haiti was a thinly veiled message to Aristide that he should resign. It said everybody can see this is the time to open a new chapter in Haiti's history, adding it's up to Aristide to draw the conclusions. The message came after opposition leaders in Haiti rejected a power-sharing arrangement with Aristide, leaving international diplomats scrambling for other options. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, was not ready to give up on the plan, drafted by Caribbean nations, the U.S., France, and Canada, among others.
We're disappointed with the fact that the opposition has rejected this plan, and we have not abandoned our hope that the parties can be persuaded to see the wisdom and the benefit of accepting such a plan.
But members of the Congressional Black Caucus are urging immediate U.S. action to prevent what they fear could be a humanitarian disaster. California Democrat Maxine Waters complained the negotiations have gone on too long.
We are fiddling while Rome is burning. And while the opposition continues to hold out and say no, 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 and we keep hearing from our State Department that they're trying to get them to come to the table, the thugs, not rebels, the thugs are moving down from Gonaïves and from Cape Haitian into Port-au-Prince. The looting has started, and it is a crisis.
New York Democrat Charles Rangel said Aristide called him and other supporters on Capitol Hill to say if the international community waits too long for an answer from the opposition, it will be all over for him.
We don't want the blood, any more blood, Haitian blood, on American hands, on the international community's hands. And no matter what the French or anyone thinks of Aristide, we cannot have his life taken away on our watch.
Aristide's fate is a topic of heated debate in Washington. The Clinton administration sent troops to Haiti to restore Aristide to power after a coup in the 1990s. Even some of Aristide's supporters have been disillusioned by his rule, and the Bush administration has suggested it would not oppose him leaving. The members of the Congressional Black Caucus are demanding that the U.S. help resolve the crisis according to Haiti's constitution. They went to the White House yesterday to demand urgent action. For his part, President Bush has said only that he'd support an international police force for Haiti once a political settlement is reached, and he had a message for Haitians.
I have made it abundantly clear to the Coast Guard that we will turn back any refugee that attempts to reach our shore. And that message needs to be very clear as well to the Haitian people. We will have a robust presence with an effective strategy, and so we strongly encourage, the Haitian people to stay home as we work to reach a peaceful solution to this problem.
With the U.S. military stretched thin in Afghanistan and Iraq, the Bush administration has been reluctant to offer U.S. troops to Haiti. France, which is proposing an international police force for Haiti, says that if it were to participate, it would need a United Nations resolution. Diplomats at the U.N., though, don't expect to vote on a peacekeeping force when the Security Council meets later today to discuss the crisis in Haiti. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.